Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, 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 beautiful friend. Welcome back to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. I am so pumped that you are here. Today you get to hear a little bit behind the scenes into my day-to-day life with my kids, with my husband, where we live, and you get to kind of step into my life a little bit and see what's been going on. Every so often I share kind of what's going on behind the scenes in our house, so you get to know me a little bit better because oftentimes I just come in and teach. And I also think it would be good for you to kind of get to know me outside of that. So this is a reflection and behind the scenes of October and November of this 2023 year. And so yeah, welcome. I wanted to remind you that I do have a free resource for you, a free training that is completely free, and it is for you if you struggle with mom rage shame. If you are just consumed with shame and guilt after exploding on your family, you can't even look at yourself in the mirror, you feel like a horrible human being, that you're just not even meant to be a mom, and those thoughts are just completely taking you over, and the enemy is whispering all those lies into your ear. I have a free training that I put together for you, and it's in the show notes, and it's completely free. It is in the next step section, and it is step number one is to watch the free training, and it's gonna lead you right to the page where you sign up and you get the free training. So I am so excited for you to get your eyes on that. It comes with a workbook that you get to download, and you can just follow along the training with that. All right, friend. So in October, it was 15 years since my husband proposed to me. And in early October, it was 15 years. And wow, I'm like, it just like blows my mind. We've been together for over 15 years, which is so crazy. It's insane how much time flies. And he's my person. And that's just, I don't know. It's just crazy how much time flies and how quickly time passes. Because when I was 15 years old and I would look at 30-year-olds and mid-30-year-olds, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so old. And now I am in my mid-30s and I've been married for almost 15 years, which is just blows my mind how quickly time flies. My husband and I met at the church that we grew up, a Russian Baptist church in Minnesota. We were in the same youth group, and he started to like me and pursue me, and I did not like him for a while, and I honestly said that he is the guy that I will never marry, and I think God just took that opportunity to work on my heart. And my husband was persistent, and he kept pursuing me, and eventually he won me over. And thankfully, because we've been together for 15 years, we've had our struggles and trials, and marriage is one of those. I think marriage and parenting is those two relationships that God really uses you to refine you, and like, it makes you look a lot at yourself, why I do what I do. And unless you do the internal work, you're just kind of like in reactive mode constantly, and you just go through your days and you just react in old ways. But if you want to be intentional, it really takes energy and effort to do that. And I feel like God has worked a lot on me, especially in the last 5 years. to refine me and to just work on myself to be the wife and the mom that I need to be for my family. And so that is one thing that happened in October. I also hosted a free call in October that went really well. And it was just a free coaching call for moms that are struggling with anger and feeling overreactive. And I was answering questions that moms submitted. So that also went really, really good. I also wanted to share with you about the Mommy Mindset course. I've already mentioned it multiple times in some of my episodes when I talk about mindset. So I shared with you that in the summertime, I was in mind-body alignment course with Tessa Romero, and it was a 12-week coaching course, group coaching course. And then those of us that were in the summer course, we were gifted her new course, Mommy Mindset. It's a 5-week course. And in the 5-week course, it's all about mindset, shifting your perspective in circumstances, how to feel empowered instead of feeling hopeless in circumstances that you don't like, how to show up as a mommy that you want to be. And it's just been such an amazing course. So when we're talking about like, oh, okay, I know I want to be kind. I want to be patient. I want to be loving. And I know I want to respond. I know I want to be more responsive to my kids. But oftentimes you're like, oh, I don't know how. And in this course, you do so much behind the scenes work that it's just so practical. And I love it so much to the point that I have decided that I will be gifting it as a next step for those mamas that enter my coaching program and they go through my coaching program. And I just believe this course is such a beautiful next right step. It will be part of your coaching package. When you work with me, you will get access at the end of the coaching container to be entered to get access to this coaching program, because it is so good and so transformational. It's been so supportive for me. And why I'm saying this is because, like, it's to the point where even my husband, like, I'm working specifically on becoming a better mom for my kids. And I've shared with you before my I am statement that I've been working on in the last 3 weeks. And I will share it with you right now. It's my I am statement, the kind of mom I want to show up for my kids right now in the circumstances and the life that I have. So in the Mommy Mindset course, this is the I am statement that I have developed. And it is, I am playful and lighthearted, creating a warm and connective environment my kids feel safe in. I am slow to anger and slow to speak, choosing to be adaptive to current circumstances. I am fulfilled in my role as a mommy. I decide to be intentional with my words and actions to create a peaceful home my family enjoys being in. So I write out this I am statement every single day in my journal in the morning. I also read it out loud every single day in the morning. So it stays in the front of my mind throughout the day. And I already shared a podcast episode with you recently about my story about how it has shifted in my day-to-day life. A story about when I used this I am statement and the way I want to show up for my kids and circumstances that I didn't like. And it is episode 169. And it's about my Target trip with the kids, how I felt resistant and I didn't want to go, and how I shifted my mindset and perspective to go to this Target with my kids and have a good time instead of feeling overwhelmed and frustrated and resistant. And I use this I am statement to shift my perspective and my mindset. And I'll give you another example that happened the other week. It was early in the morning. It was one of the days last week when my kids were all home. They had no school for Thanksgiving. And my husband got up in the morning and I was using the restroom. So I got up a little bit later than usual because my kids were sleeping in. And I was in the restroom and my youngest daughter, who's 2 years old, 2.5, woke up. And oftentimes she wakes up and she stays in her crib because she has one of those tent looking thingies that is over her crib that zips up so she can't get out. And so she stays in her crib and she like talks to herself. Sometimes she calls my name, but she'll be able to stay in there for like another half an hour. Anyways, my husband got her out of bed, not realizing while I was in the bathroom that she could have stayed in there longer. And that morning, I actually slept through my alarm and I did not have my morning time. And I was planning on having my morning time while my boys are still sleeping. My daughter is awake in the crib and quiet. And I was planning on having like half an hour to myself. Well, I walk out of the bathroom and my husband is holding my daughter and she is like so excited to see me. And like right away, my thought is like, oh my gosh, why did he get her up? And I said that to him. I'm like, seriously, why'd you get her up? She could have stayed in her crib for another half an hour. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know that she was going to do that, because usually I do the whole morning routine. Besides the point, when after that, like I shifted my perspective. I'm like, okay, so I'm choosing to be lighthearted. I'm choosing to be adaptive in circumstances that I have. So how can I redirect my thoughts right now in the circumstances that I'm having? Because I can't change the fact that she's up and awake right now. How can I redirect my thoughts that are more supportive? And I can either have her watch cartoons. I could do that. I can either have her just be next to me or skip my morning routine. But that morning routine is important to me and it helps me show up as a better mom to read the Bible, to just sit in quiet a little bit and journal. And so I chose to give her some toys and have her play next to me while I am doing my morning routine. And instead of doing it in my office, I did it at the kitchen table. And so I chose to be adaptive because I chose to shift my thoughts instead of thinking, oh my gosh, this is happening. Why is this happening? And that was my initial thought. And I chose not to entertain that thought. I chose to redirect it. And this is the kind of stuff I learned from a mommy mindset course. And I teach this similar program towards the end of the coaching program, but this mindset course is just like the next step that is just next level. And I think you will find it so valuable and helpful. I will link it in the show notes. If you just want to get the mommy mindset course by Tessa, it is so worth every penny. If you're actually sticking with it and doing the work is so transformational. I love it, love it, love it. And I will keep recommending it to everyone. And if you choose to work with me in my 12-week coaching container, you will be gifted this mommy mindset course as a gift at the end of working with me. Another thing that I've been working on myself was trying to figure out why time pressure is such a big deal for me. And that is something that I'm working on in the Mommy Mindset course as well. And we had to figure out, like, how do I change my thoughts in circumstances where I have this mentality that I have lack of time and that I don't have enough time to get this done and that I'm wasting my time doing XYZ with my kids. And how do I shift that mentality to something that is supporting me? Because, for example, I have this circumstance with my youngest son. He has had a bunch of teeth work done, and so he really needs help brushing his teeth, and he resists it every night. He doesn't want to do it, and he just doesn't like it. And it's usually my husband or I have to help him brush his teeth and floss. And oftentimes he just doesn't cooperate and doesn't want to. And I sometimes, you know, just power through. And sometimes when it's like 9 p.m. and I feel tired and I just want to be done for the day, I feel like he's wasting my time. That is my initial thought that comes in. He's wasting my time. We can just get this done in literally 2 minutes and he can go to bed. And he's making it take forever. He's making me waste my time. That is the mentality, the mindset, the thought that is not supportive, which is leading to feeling frustrated, right? Agitated, annoyed, and maybe even reactive. And depending on the day, sometimes I can just, you know, go well through it. But if I'm like in the PMS stage or whatever, and I'm having a really hard time, I have a really hard time. And those thoughts are not supportive at all whatsoever, because I'm thinking, oh, okay, now I need to go to bed. I still have XYZ to do before I need to go to bed, and I want to go to bed at a reasonable time. And so I have this thought that he's wasting my time. Well, this thought is really not supporting me. It's really causing lots of frustration. And like in this mommy mindset course, we learn a lot about how to create a new thought that is life-giving in this circumstance. And the thought that when I was being coached with Tessa through this, she helped me create the thought is, I can make time for this. Because if I say to myself, I have the time that I need for this, my mind is like, no, 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 no. Like, I don't have the time. It's just way out there. It seems like I do have the time if I can create time for it. But my mind is like, oh, no, 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 you don't want to have the time for this. And so I have to create a thought that I can make time for this. I choose to make time for this because I do. I choose to make time for this. I choose to help him brush his teeth because it is important. So I'm choosing to make time for this. And so this week when this was happening again and I was feeling, he was feeling resistant, and I literally would just say to myself in my mind as he's giving me a hard time, I'm choosing to make time for this. I'm choosing to make time for this. I'm choosing to make time for this. That helps me stay regulated. It's a supportive thought in the circumstance that helped me stay calm and regulated and not get dysregulated and agitated so quickly. So if you want to learn specifically about how to master your mindset when it comes to motherhood, I would highly recommend this course. And if you choose to work with me in my 12-week coaching program for Christian moms that are struggling with out of control anger, yelling, screaming, feeling overreactive, consumed with mom shame and guilt for feeling like terrible moms, for yelling all the time and just like this is an ongoing issue for you. If you choose to work with me and you enroll working with me, in 2024, I will be giving you this mommy mindset course as a gift at the end of working with me. By the way, if all my content has been resonating with you and you've been enjoying my content and you feel like you want to work together, it's just December is just not the month for you. I get it. I get it. December is really crazy and hectic, especially for moms. We do so much for everybody. We serve everybody so well and we feel like we're stretched so thin. And I get it. Starting something new and committing to something in December is extremely difficult. So that is why I am pausing taking any clients in December. I'm not taking on any new clients. But if you are interested in working with me in January, I still want you, I want you to feel supported. So email me at hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com and just type in coaching in January. Type in that in the subject line and in the message and say, hey, I want to start coaching in January. Can we figure this out? And we can set up a time where you and I can get on a call and have a conversation about if this is the right next step for you. And if not, that's totally fine. There's no pressure to enroll. But if you have been struggling with anger and rage and feeling overreactive and you see that it's affecting your relationships in a negative way and you've tried solving this issue on your own and it hasn't gone anywhere and it hasn't gone away, I want you to know that there's hope for you. And I am more than happy to support you on this journey. And maybe my program is exactly the answer that you've been praying for. So that's that. And then we're going to move on to finishing up me sharing about November, how things have been with me and my kids. So my kids had a whole week off the week of Thanksgiving and they stayed home. My boys did some yard work, my older ones, for the neighbors. And they also did a lemonade stand. So one of the days, one of the mornings, we did a lemonade stand and they earned some money. And then they wanted to use some of that money to take me and the rest of their siblings to Chick-fil-A. So that's where we went. We went to Chick-fil-A for dinner, which was fun. For Thanksgiving this year, I did not cook Thanksgiving dinner. Our family actually lives in Minnesota, and it was really, really sad for me not to be around family. I did cry, missing a little bit of just a connection with family. I have a good relationship with my in-laws and my family, and it feels sad not to be there. And my husband's boss invited us over to their house for dinner for Thanksgiving, and we went over there. It's not the same. It's just not the same because it's just not the same as mom's cooking. Your mom's or mother-in-law's cooking. And I miss family. Everybody was nice and everything. It's just, I really missed family during Thanksgiving. And I think next year we might just stay home instead of going somewhere for Thanksgiving and just make it a family thing at home with the kids and just do something fun together. Because, I don't know, it just didn't feel the best, at least for me. Like, it was good. My kids liked it, but I kind of wish we just would have stayed home and just connected together as a family. Just, yeah, that's just what I want to say about that. Anyways, one funny thing before I close up over here. So we have a dog named Fluffy. We got him in August, right before school started with the kids. He's a little Pomeranian. He was supposed to be mostly white, but he has a lot more goldish, brownish in him now than we initially thought he was going to have, which is okay. He's really cute. He's really busy. He's 5.5 months old, and he's been really silly lately because anytime there's a door that is being opened that leads to outside, he just runs out really, really quick, slides out, and then it's us chasing him in our neighborhood, in our neighbor's yards, everywhere. And so if my boys are home, you can just imagine this little puppy running around the streets. And they're just, I mean, it's nice outside here most of the time, so it's fine. But they're running around chasing this little puppy. And the more you're chasing him, the more fun he's having. And he's running away even faster. And it's ridiculously hard to catch a puppy. And in the mornings, when I get up at 5 a.m, I would normally take him out outside to the bathroom. And usually I would not put a leash on him. He would just, you know, I would take him outside. He would go potty and walk right back in the house. Well, a couple weeks ago, he started to just run away from me. I would take him outside. He would go potty. And instead of coming in the house, he would just keep walking away from me. And the more I walk after him, the more he walks away. And then I try to like chase him a little bit and he just keeps chasing away. And you know what? I thought, okay, maybe that was just like one morning. Well, then he did it the second time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be doing this. I was like in my robe at 5 a.m. in the morning trying to chase a dog in my yard. No, thank you. I'm not going to be doing this anymore. So now I put a leash on him every time I take him out. Well, usually my husband is the one that stays up late at night and he takes him out every night before he goes to bed around 11 or 11:30, sometimes midnight, depending on the time he goes to bed. And anyways, the last week, Fluffy has been running away from him as well. So he did that a couple nights, and then my husband's like, okay, I'm going to use a leash because, you know, I'm not going to be chasing a dog. Well, last night he decided not to use a leash because he thought the dog is going to be fine. And he, you know, took the dog outside, and then the dog started to run away. So my husband's sharing, he laid down in bed with me around midnight, and he's sharing this story with me because I woke up. It's how he has been chasing for a while a puppy on our street in our neighbor's yards at 11 o'clock at night, and this puppy is just chasing in circles around it. Like, imagine a grown man in his 30s trying to catch a puppy while the puppy's just chasing on the street and back and forth and like going wild in circles. He's just about to catch him and like he falls over because the puppy's so fast. And oh my gosh. And like when he was sharing that like at midnight to me, I was just like laughing. I couldn't fall asleep for a while because I just kept picturing my husband trying to catch this tiny little puppy that's all over the place. And he's just, I don't know, just picture it. It's just funny. And puppies are fast. Puppies are really, really fast. And my husband's like, yeah, from now on, we're just going to put a leash on him. What happened eventually is that my husband went inside to get some treats to lure the puppy. And he was inside for, you know, like a minute or two. And the puppy was just roaming around the neighborhood. And as he opened outside to go outside to get the puppy just like ran inside really quick into the house, and he was able to get the puppy in the house. That's how he got him inside. But I think from now on he's gonna use a leash. This is just a funny story that like has been on top of my mind. It has nothing to do with my podcast. I just thought it was really funny, and you might find it entertaining picturing that and envisioning it. Anyways, besides the point, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am so glad that you are here and you're able to kind of get into a little bit into my world and connect with me outside of just the things that I teach. And yeah, just a little bit behind the scenes. In the show notes, I will link for you Mommy Mindset course if that is something that you are interested. Also, if you scroll down all the way in the show notes, there is my email, hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. If you are looking for support in January and And if you feel like that is the next right step for you and you want to do something about your anger because it's been an ongoing issue in your family and it's affecting your relationships with your kids and your spouse in a negative way to the point where it just feels scary and you are not sure how things are going to go further and you feel scared about how it's going to destroy your relationships with your loved ones, it would be so honored if you would consider working with me. And if this is something that you want, I am open to that. And I'm going to be taking new clients in January. In December, I'm just taking a complete break off from taking any new clients. I will be releasing a few more episodes for you till the end of the year, but I will not be taking in any more clients just so I can take a break and be more present with my family, just so I can slow down and do less and not feel stressed out in December and be more present for the holiday season. And I want you to do the same. And my next episode that I will be releasing, it is 5 ways to reduce stress this holiday season, this Christmas season, because I know you're probably feeling stressed out and feeling overwhelmed and you have a lot on your plate. And it's 5 practical things that you can do to reduce stress and overwhelm this holiday season to make things easier and simplify. And I am excited to bring that episode to you, the one that's going to be coming right after this one. My friend, thank you so much for hanging out here. And until next time, may God bless you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.